There will be no charges filed in connection with the death of 19-year-old Cook County's Jacob Fisher. He was killed when he was struck by a train walking along the tracks. Troopers with the Georgia State Patrol report that the signal lights were flashing and warning signals were ringing when Fisher was struck. However, officials are not certain that the engineer had blown the train's whistle. Fisher was wearing headphones at the time of that incident. At least one of the two Dawson police officers jailed on contempt of court charges is voicing his contempt for the process altogether that landed him in jail. Officer Leon Mitchell reports that he had received no notice to show up for court. He and Officer Corey Brown were jailed Tuesday for failure to testify at a grand jury hearing. The assistant DA had the warrants taken out but later dropped the charges. Two sheriff's deputies also failed to appear but were not jailed. Allison Dorf reports that the Frito-Lay company has announced a voluntary recall of several snack products due to a potential undeclared peanut allergen. Snacks affected in the recall include select Rolled Gold Tiny Twist, Rolled Gold Sticks, and Rolled Gold Honey Wheat Braided. The FDA says that the recall is the direct result of a recent recall by Frito-Lay suppliers of certain lots of flour for undeclared peanut residue. The Rolled Gold products being recalled have been produced using the recall flour. The affected Rolled Gold packages were sold in retail stores and have guaranteed fresh dates ranging from June 28, 2016. To August 23, 2016. No motive has been given for an Interstate 20 shooting incident during which five cars were struck by bullets. One man, who police say appeared to be in his late teens or early 20s, was killed inside one of the vehicles. Witnesses reported that two people were shooting at each other while driving on I-20 in DeKalb County. Amy Womack, writing for the Macon Telegraph, reports that Bibb County grand jurors indicted six men on allegations that they carved letters into a fellow Bibb County jail inmate's cheek. They're charged with violating the state's Street Gang Act and riot in a penal institution. The alleged victim is identified as 19-year-old Tyrone Devon Stevens. He was attacked with a nail by fellow inmates who are said to be members of the Gangster Disciples Street Gang. And Republican Party officials in Atlanta are trying to figure out just how they managed to select former dentist Gordon Austin as a delegate to this year's national convention, completely unaware of his controversial past. Austin was charged with assault on some of his patients and with defrauding the Medicare program. His license to practice dentistry was revoked almost 7 years ago after his assault indictments. He later entered guilty pleas to misdemeanor Medicare fraud charges, and the assault charges were dropped.